That's the fundamental broad story of all of us.
When you finished the research and you put the manuscript together, did you receive any rejections from publishing houses when you initially tried to get the book published?
No, I didn't. You know, a funny thing is that story, I don't know if you heard it, but for quite a time, a story to that effect circulated rather widely that I had had a very hard time selling it. That's not true at all. The fact was that the publishers practically pulled it out of my typewriter because it had been sold before I finished it. The television rights had been sold. What is her name? Ruby Dee, the actress, Ruby Dee, Ozzy's wife, heard me speaking about the research process. And then she met David Walper, the great producer. And David said something about he was looking for something generational of theme. So Ruby told him about what she had heard me talking about. And David came looking for me, which is sort of like, you know, the mountain Olympus comes to you. And
were you in awe when he called you?
I was in awe. I was. I don't know what the proper word is. I was beyond awe. Moreover, I remember I was in Jamaica in the West Indies because I didn't have enough money to stay here and work. It's cheaper there. Mm-hmm. And when he called me, he didn't call me. My manager called me, saying that David wanted to buy it just as outright as that. And I really didn't have money enough to get back to this country. My manager had to send me fare. And so I came on back and everything went beautifully. David turned out to be a magnificent guy to work with and learn from. And anyway, I did not have that problem at all of selling it. But rejection slips, I got in abundance. In my, you know, early years of trying to be a writer, from the time I started, I wrote every day. I was then in the U.S. Coast Guard, and I was writing on ships at night because I was a cook by day. And I got 8 years of steady rejections before I sold the first thing, like almost any other writer.
You wrote the autobiography of Malcolm X. During my generation, it was must reading for all college students. How did you come to meet Malcolm Little, better known as Malcolm X, and the writer's biography?
When I got out of the Coast Guard, I retired. You know, I had been in 20 years. I was 37. And the first magazine assignment that I got was from, surprisingly to me, the Reader's Digest, asked if I would do a piece about the organization known colloquially as the Black Muslims, or, you know, the Nation of Islam. And he, Malcolm, was the spokesman. So that was how I first met him. And then, subsequently, I began to do the interviews for Playboy magazine, and I interviewed him for that. Then a publishing editor, Ken McCormick, a venerable editor, read the Playboy interview and asked Malcolm if he would be willing to tell his life in book-length detail. And Malcolm demurred about it. He finally agreed. And then Malcolm asked me if I would write with him the book, and that's how that happened.
There's been generations removed from Malcolm X since his death. What kind of man was Malcolm X, personally and professionally, as you know it?
Often I get asked that, as you would imagine. Usually I try, there's one word above all others. I just say the man was electrical. He really was. I have never known anybody before or since who generated the kind of excitement that he did just in his being and his persona. You know, he lived more than the average 10 men did in his 39 years. He was that, particularly professionally. And then personally, I guess he was also under a lot of pressure, a lot of nervous energy. It was hard for him to sit down like we are sitting. He would be pacing the floor. He was like a caged tiger all the time. He was, it seemed as if he challenged himself to do all that he possibly could do and then a little bit more, that type thing. And together with that, he had a sentimental streak, rarely seen, and little eccentricities, of course. One of them, I remember, he had, when he was in prison, He said that he had almost forgotten in the streets all he had learned in school. So in prison, he decided he would, in effect, kind of re-educate himself.
The late Alex Murray Palmer Haley. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to your future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook and X. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Also, you can listen to a special collection of In Black America programs at American Archive of Public Broadcasting. That's AmericanArchives.org.
Thank you for listening.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Move your soul, soul, soul. I'm up piano in the mix. Feel the rush, feel the rush. Every tune, every beat, it's a must, it's a must. Dr. King has got the tunes. Feel alive, feel alive. On Tempo Sounds, we thrive, we thrive. On Tempo Sounds, we gonna dance, dance, dance. Feel the rhythm, take a chance, chance, chance. Dr. Kenya in control, control, control. Feel the culture, move your soul, soul, soul. On the piano in the mix, feel the rush, feel the rush. Every tune, every beat, it's a must, it's a must. Dr. Kenya's got the tunes, feel alive. We thrive, we thrive, we thrive. Dance with us on the air, let it play, let it play. Dr. Kenya's got the vibes every day, tune in now, feel the beat, tempo's flow, tempo's flow. The culture's here, time to go.
Tempo Sounds, the culture. Ocheng Owiro, what's happening in Texas? I hope you're holding it down during these holidays, yeah? Having yourself a relaxed time. Texas in the building, everybody. Tempo Sounds, the Afro House, the Afro... the Afro House, Afro Beats, and also the Amar Piano Ambassadors. GTO, good times only. Let us know you're listening from Michelle Biggie P. Wenz. We're broadcasting on My Walking Radio. Africa's hottest online radio station. Let us know where you're listening from. We shall big up your wins. 412-499-5000. We're pumping out these tunes with no apologies. It's what we do every Saturday night, yeah? I'm your host, Dr. Kenya O.C. Radoli, broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Still city of champions. We stand on business. Right about now is what we're doing, yeah? Keep it locked, enjoy the journey, enjoy the ride. Grego Joey in Toronto, Canada. What's happening, Grego? Dave Charlie, Miss Sagar in the building, baby. Delaware, New Jersey, Oscar and Brendan Achola, what's happening? This is going to be a fire set, so brace yourselves, yeah? Get those dancing shoes, adult beverages, whatever it is that you fancy. Let's go.
Mintandaza, we pendule.
Black Nick and Master Black. Song's called Demela. Tembo Sounds of Culture, broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hello, Texas. Ochengo Wiro, what's happening, my brother? What's happening? More fire. Let us know where you're listening from. 412-499-5000. Welcoming Kenyatta Dawson from Florida, Tampa, Florida. Hello, Kenyatta. Let's keep jamming. Tembo Sounds of Culture. I'm your host, Dr. Kenya O.C. Radoli.
pisa poka lona sense pisa lefatshe sense pisa lefatshe o tshwana le motho a tshwereng ke dimanche a tshwereng ke dimanche mme o ka no tshwaranya na fela if you lucky
the Zumraha comrades. What's happening? It's December, December. Hey, it's the holidays. GTO good times only. Let's hurry bika. For those of you who traveled, hope you guys are having yourselves a good time, yeah? Chenguiru is saying this show is jumping like springboks on Gatorade. Thank you very much, my brother. One love. Kimmy Williams saying, kids, hello. Kimmy, hope you're doing yourself... I hope you're having yourself a good holiday, yeah? Say hi to Mom. I hope Mom is holding it down, getting wiser with age. Kimmy Williams, everybody. St. Kitts is in the building.
Show me now, me na nga show. Sala gang man, basta te la pas. Uye ma jaje, from Julia. Iza na maska.
Stanabel in Philadelphia. How you feeling, Stanabel? In the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania's in the house, baby. Pittsburgh, what's shaking tonight? Let me know. 412-499-5000. I know some of you are already tired of your families, and that's okay. You can always hang with your friends, right? Temple Sounds the Culture. Let's keep jamming, yeah? artist called Bonza. Song's called Mama Zala, featuring the great Mashudu. South Africa's in the house, baby. Welcoming our listeners from Kenya, Kisumu, Kenya, Busia, Kenya, Mombasa, Kenya, Kanairo, Nairobi's in the building, baby. Mombasa, can you feel it? It's Saturday night, yeah? Feel the vibe. Temple Sounds the culture. This is Loxion Deep. I'm up piano according to House. Listen, we're losing our minds in the studio. It's what we do every Saturday, yeah? Join us every Saturday night, 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. We're broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What a privilege to have this honor to keep playing this great music. To the listeners, new, old, recyclers, all is welcome. Tembo Sounds are culture. We believe music heals, especially at the state of the world. Tembo Sounds just hopes to bring that extra cheer, that extra joy, that good times only every week. And if you miss the show, you can download the show at tembosounds.com. There's a plethora of shows, and they're listed numerically. 98.5% of them are family friendly, and that's intentional because we believe good music transcends and can be played within the family, within the office spaces, your business, your business residence, and all that good stuff that comes along with sharing great culture of music. Tembo Sounds the culture. Thank those who caught the show live. We're just coming up to the end of the show. I want to make sure that I thank these listeners that downloaded my show last week. Listeners from Ireland, Netherlands, Sweden, South Africa. Oh my goodness. Cape Town, Johannesburg, Pretoria, KwaZulu-Natal. Hey, 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 hey. Thank you very much. United Arab Emirates, Dubai, Qatar, Ghana, Kenya, and the United States of America. Thank you very much. We'll not be where we are without you. Keep spreading the word. Keep sharing the show. There's one thing you can do for me every time this show gets posted.